For all things outdoors, I'm Katie Thorson with WXPR here with retired conservation warden Tim Otto. Thanks for coming here and coming out of retirement for us here.
Oh, no, I'm not out of retirement. I'm staying there.
Yeah. Tim has retired after 26 and a half years working for the Wisconsin DNR as a conservation warden. Kind of going back to the beginning, why did you become a conservation warden?
I guess that's a good question and probably something I should never lose sight on. To be honest with you, part of it was I never wanted a real job. I remember early on being stuck in like Milwaukee area traffic, and it was, you know, early in my life. And just remember thinking, I don't want to be a part of that rat race, and I wanted to find something to do outside, more rural. I don't know, a couple of lefts and rights, and next thing you know, I'm going down the path of natural resources. And, you know, when I was a freshman at UW Stevens Point, I remember hearing how it was impossible to become a warden and all that. And I heard that, and a bunch of my, you know, now former coworkers heard that same stuff, and yet we all wound up being wardens. I think what led us all to that is just that passion and drive for the natural resources. You know, a lot of people get into it because they love to hunt and fish. And I don't know if that was, I mean, I do love to hunt and fish, but I think for me personally, it wasn't so much about that as a hobby. It was more that I love the places and the critters that I hunt and fish in and pursue. That was way more important, you know. As much as I like hunting ducks and shooting ducks and that kind of stuff, it's not so much about the ducks. It's about those locations and the natural resources and the ducks that I didn't get. So I think that's where my interest always came in.
And, I hope over 26 years you enjoyed the job. What were, you know, some of the things you enjoyed about it and liked about the career?
You know, I think there's a lot. I mean, just from, you know, from a career perspective and lifestyle, like there was a tremendous amount of flexibility. You know, that was a great part about it. I think otherwise, some of the things that I enjoyed the most, making great cases, like that's a lot of fun. You do some high fives over that kind of stuff and make for great stories. But I think for me personally, the most fulfilling stuff was anything that involved community partnering, whether that was teaching hunter education classes, snowmobile safety classes, learn to grouse hunts, learn to trap events, stuff like that, that required a lot of people to attend, but also a lot of community members to help teach and put that on. You know, some of those have resulted in true friendships. So I think that's the kind of stuff that I really enjoyed. And sometimes that community aspect of it did, you know, come into play with the enforcement side of things too. You know, when people call in and report violations, those are oftentimes really personal decisions on people. And sometimes they're reporting really good friends and family members. And to be entrusted with that information, I just thought that was incredibly rewarding, that people thought well enough of me to provide that information, as well as that I could keep my mouth shut about the source of it.
And kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum, I guess, you know, what were some of the challenges that came with your job?
So I think for the challenges, it kind of comes back to passion, I think, is that, you know, almost every DNR employee I know, especially those of us on the bottom rungs, which sometimes I was kind of flattered when people thought that I wasn't a bottom rung in the DNR, but that's the reality. Field warden is an entry-level position, and that's what I retired at, was an entry-level position. The challenges, you know, it stems from the passion, is that DNR employees, wildlife managers, fish managers, technicians, you know, all of those people, even our environmental people, our research folks, they have a pretty strong passion and commitment to the natural resources and are always trying to do what's right for the natural resources. And I think the challenges are generally, and I think most people can agree that it's best to keep politics out of natural resource management. But yet it's almost impossible to keep politics out of natural resource management, whether that's in terms of direct influence where you know, an elected politician maybe puts their thumb on the scale a little bit to move a decision one direction or another, or even just funding, you know, because funding is a very political process and priorities get funded. And so I think, you know, the challenges are things like when you have this passion and you kind of want to just say, but it's not that expensive and it sure would be nice if we could get it funded. And yet the political will, and, you know, politics are also a form of, you know, the public's voice. If the public wanted something different, they could vote otherwise. So so I think that is where the frustration comes in, is with some of the, you know, some of those pressures, the outside pressures to maybe do things that those of us that are committed and have a passion, we view that some of the decisions are made contrary to the best interest of the natural resources.
So you kind of touched on this already, but what do you see as the purpose of conservation wardens?
I think the purpose of conservation wardens, you know, the obvious answer is to enforce, you know, fish and game laws, environmental laws, and recreational vehicle laws. You know, that's kind of the elevator answer. But I think that it goes a little bit beyond that, or at least that's the way I viewed my role. I don't know if the people that signed my paychecks would agree, but for me, I felt like my goal was to try to, you know, bluntly protect the natural resources. You know, anybody that dealt with me a lot knows that I really wasn't big on things like recreational vehicle law enforcement. And that's because there's only about 150 to 170 field wardens in the entire state. So to try to provide 24/7 coverage for everything that we're responsible for is a real challenge. And so I looked at it like there's a whole bunch of people that can do, you know, some of the, quite frankly, traffic out there, other law enforcement agencies and entities. But we in the DNR were the best poised to actually try to protect the natural resources in the state. And, you know, everybody in law enforcement will say that the goal of law enforcement, of course, is compliance. And for me, I felt like if I could create compliance through, you know, through doing things like, you know, all things outdoors, that was a way that I tried to create compliance. But the other part of it, too, is I also tried to show people things like value, because, you know, it's pretty apparent that people will protect what they value. And if people don't see the value in our natural resources, then they're not going to be motivated to protect them. So for me, part of the protection of the natural resources was also to try and show the value that they have, and not necessarily always a, you know, a monetary value, although unfortunately it seems like that is what it often boils down to. But I think also even just that intrinsic value, that it's good to have certain things just because they're there in and of themselves, that they have value.
Well, retired conservation warden Tim Otto, thanks for, you know, coming in every other week for, what, how long have you been doing this now? Four years?
I think it was probably close to five.
Oh,
even.
Gosh, yeah.
Four and a half for sure. I feel good about that.
Well, thanks for taking the time and doing that, and I wish you a happy retirement.
I always enjoyed it, and I truly appreciate the opportunity to be able to come on and kind of tell the story of, you know, what the wardens are out there doing and what we're protecting, and, you know, kind of be able to spread that word again.